The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2017 with Emma Newman.
Biscuit, Mum.
Is it elevenses already?
It is always elevenses somewhere, Mum.
Good enough for me. Nice, but not your usual sort of biscuit, Latimer. This one tastes of Earl Grey. Latimer, why are you watching me eat this biscuit so carefully?
To see if anything bad happens, Mum. You see, we received the biscuits from a mysterious benefactor named Artemis C.
Well, it seems this Artemis C is an excellent baker. They're very nice.
Do you think it's your secret admirer again?
No, this isn't their MO.
Here's today's card, Mum.
Oh, it's a picture from the world of Hopeless Maine, with dust cats around the Christmas tree. Are the chickens around? I think this might be musical.
I took the liberty of drugging their breakfast, Mum. You should have at least 60 seconds before they wake up.
What?
Quick, Mum, open the card.
Rejoice, rejoice, we are not dead.
How festive.
Warmest possible regards in the circumstances from Tom and Nimue Brown. I'm a little nervous about this, but could I have that present to unwrap, Latimer? Oh, it's a copy of the Hopeless Maine cookbook.
Wonderful. I've been wanting a copy of this. May I, Mum?
Of course.
Look at these helpful sections, Mum. Surprising things you can use as flavourings. 15 new uses for leftover tentacles. Make breakfast less depressing. Snacks for people who don't mind a lot of chewing. Spiralise your sea life for happy mealtimes. Puddings you can make out of night potatoes. I think I'm going to have to change the entire menu for the 25th in light of this.
I think I'd prefer a traditional Christmas dinner, Latimer.
But what about one of these alternatives? Eyes surprise. Glow-in-the-dark pudding. Inside-out chicken.
Oh!
Hairy coffee toffee.
Ugh.
And desperation sauce.
No, but I will partake of the Hopeless Maine graphic novel series from Sloth Comics. Latimer, why are those things watching us through the window?
Oh, that's probably Uncle Latimer again.
Does Uncle Latimer have tentacles and seven eyes?
Not unless he's turned into a demon from the third circle of hell. One should never rule out the possibility, Mum. Wait a moment. That sounds familiar. I'm sure the letter from Artemis C that accompanied the biscuits mentioned something about demons.
Well, you'd better go and read it, Latimer. They look like they're trying to get in.
Ah, here we are. I have been led to believe that there are certain demons from the third circle of hell that have a particular partiality for Earl Grey tea. In order to combat any unwelcome guests being attracted to your home by means of my gift, I also enclose a small sachet of salt crystals. If you get Latimer to sprinkle them around the plate of biscuits before he serves them, that should help dissuade any tenophile demons that may be passing, and allow you to enjoy your tea and tea biscuits without peril.
Well, why didn't you sprinkle the salt as Artemis C suggested?
There was no salt, Mum.
And we don't have any salt in the house at all?
Certainly not, Mum. Disgusting stuff.
Well then, what are we going to do?
Perhaps the chickens will scare them off, or at least distract them while we escape. They seem to have woken up.
Good idea. I'm sure the demons won't like some festive cheer. Little chickens! You've just listened to the 23rd episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2017. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/TeaandJeopardy.